Hey there, and welcome back to 4 Day Weekends. So as I have been out in the world doing something a little bit different, trying to move in a new direction, the need for transparency and authenticity and just being yourself is, I'm really shining a light on that. I'm really seeing how important this is as we move into a new way of doing business. So in this very quick episode, I wanted to go ahead and jump into a little bit of what I have seen happening for me in the past few weeks. Let's jump in. But before I do, I want to tell you about that I have been using for about the last year or so, and it's called Magic Mind. Now, Magic Mind reached out to me maybe a year and a half ago to do sponsorships. I told them I don't do sponsorships. I'd never done sponsorships, but they sent me a pack of Magic Mind to try. And after I figured out how to use it, I was blown away by how effective it is. Now, for me, I'm extremely sensitive to caffeine. My body does not like much caffeine. So the first time I tried it, I drank one of the little shots. I was a little shaky and it was a little too much for me. So I figured out by just taking a few sips of it every day, not only does it's a lot more effective for me, but it lasts a lot longer. Now, maybe not everybody can do that. If you're drinking a few cups of coffee every day, you might need something a little bit more. But the thing that I like about it and would not do this unless it was something that was healthy and clean for my body, because I don't drink energy drinks. Like I said, I don't even drink coffee very often because my body doesn't like it. I drink organic green tea. I eat organic grass-fed meat, and I try to do as organic and clean as possible. So to try an energy drink, I was skeptical, but this is made with nootropics. It's made with mushrooms, and it has a really good flavor. I keep it in the refrigerator. You get a little boost, but it's not something that gives you like this freaky run around and clean the whole house in 5 minutes and then drop down and take a nap. It's very steady, and I know they do a time release on the caffeine, which probably makes it a little bit better for me and for everybody else. So it is a slow release, 1 to 3 hours. It's more about feeling calm and focused rather than jacked up on caffeine. So it allows me to sit down and do the things that I need to do without getting like squirreled and distracted so easily. Magic Mind gets you into that right focus flow a lot easier. And I have just found, as of taking this for a long time, when I run out, I'm not as productive. I don't get as much done. I really feel that flow, and I really feel a little more perky in the morning and just ready to go do my work. I'm going to link below to a 20% off discount that they've offered me. Like I said, I've never done another sponsorship or featured anyone else on my podcast, and I've been podcasting for just about 3 years. In fact, my 3-year anniversary is coming up in October here. So I just feel so strongly about them. My husband also tried their gummies. I wasn't a real fan, but he loved their gummies. They have gummies and they have a bunch of different options. Now, the original is what I have. They have a non-caffeine one and they have a whole store. You can check out the Magic Mind store and click the link below in the show notes. But let's get back to the episode. As I have been going out into the world and reaching people in a different way, where before I had an online business, I did all of my like attracting clients and that type of thing through online webinars, through online social media, through my website online, through, of course, word of mouth and referrals. But everything I did was showing up online through email marketing. And so I have been doing that for so long. And my new venture is an in-person talking with people over the phone, dropping into their places of business in our local area. And it was a completely different thing for me. Even though I've been selling and I've been talking to people for years, it's a little bit different when you're doing it face to face. And what I found to be even more relevant is to be honest, to be transparent, to not necessarily do whatever you have to do to make a sale, right? I think there is That's like the way of the past. And I know I've been going through this training and they give you some of these a little bit older methods, and that's fine to get you to understand the flow of what you're supposed to say or have these slides and the script that you're supposed to do. And I can see the value in it, and I have been using the script somewhat, but then of course I'm making it my own. I'm saying the things that I want to say, and I'm being honest in the flow back and forth to the client if this is actually a good fit for them or it's not a good fit. We don't want to sell people into something that they'll regret, you'll regret. We've all had those clients where we're like, wow, I really could use this sale. They don't seem to be a perfect fit, but I think we can make it work. And then it never works out right. You're always wondering, why did I do this? Either they're a nightmare client, or they just don't fit with the rest of the program, or they just aren't ready for what you're offering. I have done this before with my course creation, and I'm like, oh, I can help anybody. And then I realized after a while that there were many people that weren't ready to create a course. They weren't far enough along in their business, and it didn't make sense for them to pay me a lot of money or really any money to do something that it was not the right timing. So as you are out there in the business world, whether it's online, whether it is face-to-face and in person, be as authentic as you can, be as real, look at the whole picture from the client's point of view and see, is this actually a really good fit? Show up as yourself, as your real person, to do them a service. Because if you think about what we're out here to do and what I was taught is that it's not sales, but it's service. Is this going to be something that could really move their business forward, move the needle for their business? Can this be a thing that will truly get results in some way, whether it's just getting them in front of the right people or helping them learn a skill or whatever you're helping them do, helping them move forward in a way that helps them, whether it's gaining more clients or making more money or being more confident or just getting their business organized or whatever it might be. Really look and see before you do the offer, before you really start to do that hard close. So many people don't know what they need and they could be deceived and think this is something that's been happening in the sales world for a really long time, not just an online business, but in all businesses. So just be real, just be yourself and come from a place of service. There are so many other people out there who do really need you. There are people out there who are just waiting to discover you. And when you find them, and again, just be honest with what's happening, what you can provide, be completely transparent. It doesn't mean you don't toot your own horn. If you're amazing at what you're doing, tell them. That's what I mean. It's like, be real, be transparent. If you rock at something, go for it. Tell them, show them the testimonials and successes of people you have. But if you're not quite at that place, don't make things up. Don't embellish to the point where they make a decision that is based on false advertising, right? False information. As we are moving forward toward the end of 2025, I think we're in this place of wrapping things up for the year, wrapping up for this volatile year of closure of things coming to an end, and we are seeing it still out there. I stay inside my bubble as much as I can, but I am now going out face to people, which is really nice. People love interaction. People love to talk to a real person. With AI just taking over so many things, and I'm sure it will only be more of that, it's refreshing to talk to an actual person face to face, or just have a real conversation with somebody that feels as authentic, and you're really creating relationships with these ideal clients or even not ideal clients, because they may have a recommendation for you if you're not the right person or they're not the right fit for your offer. So just a reminder to stay in that place, even if we feel tempted to go, oh my gosh, but I really need to make 5 more sales before the end of the year. I need to do whatever I need to do. I feel like those days are hopefully going to be behind us soon. Shine your light, raise your vibration. The right people will come to you. All right, I will see you next time.